Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is Pranila. Welcome to our fourth week of our 40-day cleanse together. I know for some of you it's not been an easy week, and I am not really surprised. But let's start out with just connecting all of us. Let's just take a few deep breaths together so we can connect inside in that place where we all meet. So let's just take a few deep, deep belly breaths. And just let yourself arrive right inside of your body, right inside of your heart, right inside wherever you find yourself right now. Whether you're in a tough spot or in an open space, just allow yourself to be exactly right there. And just take a few breaths into your experience right now. And notice what is your experience if you don't judge it, trying to change it, believe it, try to get away from it, whatever it is, argue with it, agree with it, just allow it, breathe into it, so we can all meet in this great space of allowing, where everything is happening. And everything is allowed. And just feel what it's like to just rest in that ocean of allowing. Take another breath or two and then slowly come back. And I always like to start with our little liberation proclamation. So if you have it in front of you, feel free to read along with me. Because this is really the fuel we want to keep filling up our tank with, so we don't get stuck in the middle of the hot desert. So let's just say it out loud together. You're all muted, so nobody will hear you except yourself. I commit to liberating myself from the shoulds that keep me separated from my true expression. I commit to embracing, trusting, and following the wisdom and guidance of my heart. In this process, I commit to being kind and gentle with myself at all times. When I recognize a should, I stop, slow down, and take a deep breath first. Then I will consciously look for where I am about to engage with a should. And I commit to do whatever it takes to take the charge out of the should and recharge my heart instead. And that's what we're going to do today. we're going to start recharging our heart with another fuel. But first, I just want to acknowledge and address you all for being so brave, because I know for some of you, you might be right in the middle of the desert, right? We're about halfway through, a little over halfway through the 40 days. And you might find yourself in the hottest place in the desert, and you can't quite go back, and you don't quite know where the exit is. And here you are. So I really am celebrating you all for being so willing and sharing these beautiful insights and struggles that you're going through. And I know also from your sharings that for some of you, you are really beginning to get it, to be able to move out of this land of should and into your heart. And it's so beautiful to experience that, as you probably know, even if it's just a little glimmer, it might give you the hope to fill up a little more in your tank. But I was not surprised at all that you bumped into this wall here when we were setting out to learn about feeling loved. I know that it's one of the things that can bring up so much resistance for so many people. And I would almost say that it's one of the main reasons that so many people don't walk the whole distance. You know, whether it's a 40-day program that we're on, or if it's a lifelong path to full liberation and embodiment. Because it's one thing to realize a lot of these truths, but to fully embody them, that's where we need to dissolve the barriers that we have built against ourselves. And that's what we're all doing. And that's why your guys are taking some huge steps. Because you could choose to set up camp here. You had some realization, some insight. And, you know, you set up camp and then you just stop. And then you just kind of accept life the way it is. That's one spiritual bypass, right? To say, well, I accept everything as it is. But inside, there is something that's not free. And so we can accept it and stay put, but we can also keep moving and liberate everything so we can really walk on this planet as love and radiate love where it's so needed. So here we are taking our next step to embody our true essence. And when we've been talking about the resistance to feeling loved, I wonder if some of you have been wondering why you are resisting, why so many people are resisting that. Because here we're basically being asked to do something we all long for more than anything. We all long for being loved. We ache to be loved. And we leave ourselves and our own truths and our own core values in order to be loved. We've all been there. And here there is an opportunity to give to yourself what you long for. And that's when many people say, no, thank you. You know, I'd rather stay in my misery and long for it or complain about it that I don't have it or point a finger at the world, how it's their fault. And it's an easy way to avoid fully embodying who you are, but of course it's never going to be satisfying. So it doesn't really make sense to me. But I did a little survey last year because I wanted to learn about the biggest challenges that people have on their spiritual path. And it was interesting because across the board, I basically found that the biggest challenge is to accept and love yourself. So it's not, you're not the only one. If you're having a little bit of a hard time, it's across the board, and yet that's what we all want the most. So we're in resistance with ourselves and our deepest longing. And I know I told you that I had trouble with that myself in the beginning, because it's a sense of unworthiness to receive without having to work or do something for it. And you may also remember at the bonus call with Adi Ashanti, he mentioned that 98% of people suffer from a sense of unworthiness. That's a lot. That's almost everybody. 2% may just be a few people who are fully, fully liberated. So when we know that, I think it's really important to have a lot of compassion for that part of ourselves that thinks it's unworthy. And once we start loving that part, breathing love into it, then it will open up the door for us to receive. To receive our own beauty and our own love and our own fulfillment instead of denying it and keeping it out. And I think it's really good news that we are actually the ones who can do it. We're the only ones who can do it. And if anybody else was supposed to do it for us, we would be in trouble and we would be dependent on somebody else's mercy. So now we are basically at our own mercy, and we refuse to give what we want the most. We refuse to give it to us and receive it. And that's what we want to keep working on, those barriers. When you really see it, let's see, what the more I've been stepping out of that belief, it has felt like I'd stepped out of some kind of a veil. And I know some of you mentioned also in the comments that you felt it around the fringes, and you could see that it was just, it's, I can't remember the words, but something like it has just penetrated you, right? And when you move out of it, it's like a game. You can see it, that it's just a game that needs to be seen through and not taken so seriously. Frankly, when you see it from out here, you will see that it's just a lot of baloney. And I do promise you that if you keep doing the practices that we've been going through over the past few weeks, you will succeed. You will succeed. But you need to do the practices. All you need to do is be aware of this inbuilt keeper of the gate, one of those gargoyles. You may have seen them in the history pictures. And they'll do anything to keep you out. And they know exactly what to trigger you, where you go unconscious, and you go whoop, right into your should and your contraction. You leave your heart, and you're back in the old. So the practice of allowing is a very, very important tool, at least in my toolbox. And if you also keep practicing allowing, you allow yourself to feel the resistance. You allow yourself to feel your barriers. And you can also allow the people who tell you that you can't have it or you can't do it, whether it's in the past or in the present, you can allow those people and those voices too. Nobody said you had to believe them or obey them. You don't need to. You can just allow them and then let them go. That's the best way to step out of the veil, because our resistance keeps us stuck in the veil of illusion, in the veil of the should illusion. So just keep allowing. Every time you uncover another layer, you just allow. And there are many, many layers. Remember that. It's not just one. Some people see through the whole thing at once. Most people don't. So every time you see a new unconscious layer become conscious, you do your best to allow it. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You can also start noticing that it's kind of funny because many people, most of us, we keep resisting our resistance. Or we keep judging ourselves for judging ourselves or others. Or we keep telling ourselves that we should not be shooting on ourselves. So we basically keep doing, that shows us that we're in the pattern, trying to get out of it, but we're doing exactly what we've been doing all along by staying in that same energy. So you're basically feeding this energy, and you train it to keep doing what it's been doing all along. And of course, we won't get out of it that way. So it isn't until we face our unwillingness to love and accept ourselves for all our imperfections. That's how you get out of it. Face it. Stop feeding this energy monster. And if you keep feeding it, then don't be surprised that your life doesn't change. But when you stop feeding the monster, it will starve and disappear. And like I said in that little survey that I did, you know, for many, many people, even after years of deep, deep spiritual practices, meditation, many silent retreats, and years in therapy, reading self-help books, going to workshops, that was still the biggest problem, that they were not loving and accepting themselves. And there is only one person who can do that, and that's you. And it's also where if you have experienced oneness, you know, if we keep going back to not accepting all of ourselves, we go right back into the veil of duality. So please don't expect a full embodied experience of oneness as long as you live a divided life inside by rejecting a part of yourself and disowning part of yourself. That's the division. That's the duality. And in order to fully embody the oneness, we have to walk through this barrier, dissolve it, and then you'll notice that it was never real. It was just a belief, a temptation, a thought that we bought into, and it was our buying into it that kept it alive. So there's really no pussyfooting around this, guys. It's an ongoing choice that you need to make and do whatever it takes to get you out of that veil. So that's why the Liberation Proclamation is so important. I still don't know how to pronounce that. So I've been sharing a lot of tools and tips with you so you can keep making that choice. And every time these little homemade gremlins or gargoyles come up, And you need to keep building up that energy every day, and suddenly you'll have so much energy that you just don't care anymore. It's just not interesting anymore. There's no charge in it anymore. You know there's something that is much more juicy and inspiring to you, and your interest simply falls away. So, can I get a yes on that? Can I get a yes on saying, yes, I will do whatever it takes? And you can say it out loud since you're still all muted. So let's all say, yes, I'm willing to do whatever it takes every day. Hallelujah. So now let's go to what I really wanted to talk to you about. I think I got off on a little tangent there. Today is a very important piece of the puzzle to move out of the should pile or the should barrier. And again, for some reason, it's another piece that so many people are resisting. And there might be different reasons for that. It's probably not so much about resisting, and it is that they're not really aware of what it is. And what I'm talking about here is the longing in your heart that yearns for a different experience. It's very precious, it's very sacred, it's very unique to you, and it's here in your heart for you to respond to. And when we get to know our heart's desires, then and keep feeding it, keep allowing it, just like we're allowing everything, that will basically top off the tank and get us through the barriers, through any remaining barriers that we've built against ourselves. It's an ongoing filling up, feeding your heart's desires, and let that be what motivates you in life. I know I already shared this before, but I just want to go over the word desire. I talk about the heart's longing or the heart's desire. Last year, it was revealed to me in meditation what desire really means. The word de and the word sire, and sire I would spell with a capital S. De meaning from or of, and sire meaning the creator or the originator, or the God or goddess, however you relate to that, that is bigger than you. And what I think is so beautiful, that once you realize that those longings or desires in our heart are straight from the divine itself, then you can only be grateful and really excited about it, because when you find what your heart desires deep, deep down, and you know that that is the divine's will and purpose for you, you know, how can you deny it then? Then you can only welcome it and start doing whatever it takes to give birth to that. And the times are changing too, because this has not been available to us like it is now. It's kind of a new thing that people are really getting in touch with their heart's deepest desires. And for many, many years, we have been used to living outside of our hearts and paying more attention to the things outside of us. So that's why it's not just, again, it's not an easy thing just to go in and say, oh, this is it. It might be, again, you need to work through some layers to get in touch with it. I've been working with this for many years, actually. It was something that I saw years ago, not the revelation of the word, but the whole heart expression. I wrote about it in my book, so that's probably 5 years ago I started writing that. And it's an ongoing process still today. It's an ongoing deepening. And I would say it's just there's a new depth being revealed that we can step into instead of turn away from. So if you already are in touch with something in your heart, please start welcoming it. And we're going to do a little meditation today that will give you even more access to it. But for now, I would just start rejoicing in the fact that there is something in your heart, in everybody's heart, that came here to express itself in the most beautiful, fulfilling way. And we're lucky to be born in these energies and these times, because it seems that the circumstances and the universal energies that are here now are really prompting us to do that. And it also makes me think of that the energies that we are born into now are so different than the energies that our parents and grandparents were born into. And it's always good to remember that everybody does their best. We're all affected by these energies. And if our parents were exposed to what we are exposed to today, you know, just the fact that we can make different choices, they would have. But their consciousness is not open to the same extent that ours is today, for those of us where it feels more open and available to step into a greater reality. So be grateful that you are living right now in these times and that you have access to something that's much greater than your parents and grandparents had. Once you start connecting with your heart's desire, you will also start realizing that that is the only place where true happiness is really found. And that is when we are being fully ourselves. We are at one with our heart's wisdom and its desires and its expression. Today, we are not meant to be like little robots, all doing the same, feeling the same, acting the same, expressing ourselves in the same way. That's probably how it was for the previous generations. But it's not like that today anymore. And I also think that's what holds a lot of people back in actually trusting what is in their hearts. Because for many of us, it is very unique. It's very different. There are definitely similar flavors in it, similar tendencies. There's all a movement towards love, community, compassion, cooperation. In that sense, it's very similar. But the way we express it is pretty unique. And I don't know if I mentioned this in one of the other talks, but if I did, then I like to repeat it. Because a few months ago, I learned that the word weird is actually comes from an old, I think, English word, weird, spelled with a Y, so it's W-Y-R-D. And that word means fate or destiny or what is to come. And when I heard that, I just had to laugh because I certainly feel weird. I feel so weird at times and so different than most people. And that sometimes has made me wonder if I was doing something wrong and if I should try and fit in more. But the weirdness, when I really allow it, it's so beautiful and it's so unique. And it's exactly the same for each and every one of you. So when we compare ourselves with others and think we should be like them, then we hold back our weirdness and our weirdness being our destiny, what we came here for. But your destiny is to be weird, unique, different, you, specifically, uniquely you, your unique expression. That's what you came here to be. And those unique expression, guys, they do not fit into a should. You got to get out of the should box. Your destiny does not fit into a should. Bottom line. And for those of you who live in Santa Cruz, a lot of people have a little sticker on their car that says, "Keep Santa Cruz weird." Well, we are living our destiny here, a lot of people. They're just being themselves, and it's a very, very special place here. So I'm rooting for weird, if you get the real meaning of it. So now that we know that, then it's a matter of learning to trust our heart, to trust the desires that reside right deep down in our heart. And I think that in Buddhism and many other religions, the word desire has been misunderstood or it has a bad reputation. And I'm sure there's a good reason for that. When we live the desires that are superficial, or let me say it this way, when we do not listen to the deep longings and the deep desires that are really down in our heart, when we squash them, they come out in a weird way, and I don't mean weird as in unique. I mean in a crooked way. They don't come out in their purity, and that's why they often come out as superficial wants and superficial things we think will make us happy. And it's only because we have not listened to the depth of our heart's desire. Now, from that point of view, I would probably say, if they mean that in Buddhism, I would say, yeah, I resonate with that, because that's not what it's about. But when we get in touch with our true deep desires deep down in our heart, that is what will make you feel fulfilled, happy, at one, at peace, and then you don't need anything on the outside to make you happy. Now, you may still want things on the outside because you can enjoy it, but that's a very different way of being. Your heart's desires may have a lot of things it wants to experience in the world, but it's usually not for selfish reasons. It's more for the whole. It's just the sharing of the love, the being the love. And it can be sharing it in a loving relationship or in a purpose to help, you know, an area on the planet that's needed. It can be many, many things. But the beautiful thing about it is that it's unique to you. And when you find that unique expression in your heart, you will feel an energy and an inspiration that starts moving, and you're going to like it. So today, talking about the desires in our hearts, which is a big, big part of filling up the tank, I want to just point out that in this 40-day cleanse, we are meeting the place that we're heading. We're meeting it from two angles. I may say this a little convoluted. Let me see if I can say that differently. It's one thing to recognize the barriers and to start dissolving them. But without being in touch with our real desire in our heart, we're basically only halfway. When you find out that your should barriers is really not where it's at, when you're not living from should anymore, you may wonder, well, what am I going to do then? My whole life has been motivated by shoulds. And that's why we need the other half. So we break down the should barriers, and then we ignite the inside to start filling us up from the inside and out. We start getting motivated from a whole different place. So there needs to be a different motivation that makes us be who we are and do what we do in this world. And that is the vision and the longing and the desire in your heart. I actually went through that myself several years ago when I started writing my book called Imagine Being Kind to Yourself. I felt so motivated and I felt so inspired. And a lot of it just came through as I sat down to write. I knew that as soon as I would sit down, I would just start writing and writing. It was quite amazing. And it was because I had seen something that I had seen that people's visions have basically been taken away. People were not living from their heart anymore. And when I realized that, that's when this whole idea to write a book about the importance of being kind to yourself so you can actually listen to your heart and find your vision. But when I started learning about the whole marketing piece, about writing the book, because it's one thing to write a book, it's kind of the easy part. The hard part was to learn how to market it, and that is when I started losing my inspiration and the juice that I had all the time. I couldn't stand it. But, excuse me, but I know that if I didn't have that fuel in my heart, that vision that was just running my life, if I didn't have that, I would have let the book go and said, forget it. This is too much trouble. I don't like learning about marketing. I can't stand it. So I would just have bailed out. And loving my barriers as the resistance of it would not have done it. It was not enough. So it was the vision inside my heart that kept drawing me out, that kept motivating me, and that kept motivating me to take the steps to keep going with my vision. And frankly, it's never stopped. It keeps motivating me to do whatever I do. Because what else am I doing here? What is my alternative? To go back to the shoulds or to follow my heart? I can ask you these questions here. You know, are you just here to work, eat, check email, check your voicemail, write on Facebook or Twitter, be entertained, watch TV, whatever? Is that all you're here for? Is that satisfying? Probably not, huh? And I know that's why you're on this call, because you know there's something bigger and better waiting for you, and you may just need a little help to get in touch with that and to take the steps. So if you ask yourself, if there are no shoulds that run my life, what will I do then? What will be there instead? And that's what we're doing here. I know that one of the big challenges for many people is learning to feel both safe and free at the same time. And many times we make the choice, unfortunately, to feel safe instead of feeling free, because we don't quite know that we can be safe and free. But as long as we're looking for safety on the outside, we won't find it, not true safety, because true safety is found in the core of our heart. The challenge is to learn to trust that. To learn to trust that that is where the true safety is. Whatever we look for safety on the outside, we have never found the real safety, because we always keep looking for the next and the next. But once you find that connection in your heart and start trusting it, that's when you also find a place to rest, a place of peace, a place of allowing that to unfold and give birth to you, to what you came here to do. So even though it may seem a little scary in the beginning, you know, to just start trusting your heart, keep going. I know I keep saying that. Just keep going. Every time you take your next step, you will realize that you are building the bridge where you're heading. Every step that you take is the next part of the bridge to your expressed destiny. Every time you hold back because you don't see a step in front of you, you simply are, you simply block, or you simply stop building the bridge to your fulfilled destiny. When I was writing the book and learned all these things about marketing, I had no idea what I was doing. Literally, I had no idea. I had never written a book before. I was not a writer. I didn't even know what I was doing, you know, where all this information and inspiration came from. Can I even trust it? It was just this huge, huge unknowing I was in. But every time I just went with it and did it anyway, whatever came to me, suddenly there was a next place to step on. And I really learned through writing the book that I need to take the steps into the unknown, and then something known appears. And I hope that will help you to start taking the steps that your heart is asking you to take. I promise you that there will be a stepping stone each time you're willing to take the next step. And it does not always look the way you think, but that's okay. That's part of the fun, isn't it? So before we start the meditation, I just want to let you write down if you have any questions that have come up so far, because I've been talking quite a bit. And so if you have any questions or comments, you can write them down, and then we can address them at the end of the call like we always do. But for now, let's dive into our heart with this meditation. And as I always need to say, if you're driving or operating heavy equipment, please wait and listen to the recording when you come home. So now please get comfortable, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. Deep down into your belly. And let your belly fill up. Fill up with this loving, life-giving breath. And let yourself feel yourself sitting or lying on a chair or couch, wherever you are right now. And open up to whatever is here for you today. There's nothing you need to do or figure out, or maybe you're concerned that you won't find it. Don't worry about it. It will reveal itself. Just follow whatever we are, wherever we are going in this meditation. Relax. And just be open. That's all you need to do. So let's start out with setting an intention to deeply, deeply listen to your heart. And let yourself feel that intention through your felt sense, through your sensations in your body. It's like sending that message to your whole body, where you say, I'm open. I'm just open to listening to my heart. And really feel that intention. Get familiar with the sensation of this intention. What does it feel like to be open, to listen to your heart? See if you can really make it your friend. And let it know that you are willing to listen to it. No matter what it shows you, no matter how vague, no matter how powerful, just let it know that you're willing. And the more willing you are, the more you will open up to it. Take another breath. Feel your breathing. Feel the presence. And your intention to be open and just listening. If it feels right to you, you can say inside of yourself something like, I'm open to hearing what is important for me. And even though it may or may not be fully clear yet, I'm open. And now let yourself remember something that is really important to you. It may be something that your heart has known since you were little, and that somehow has never had the chance to develop or be listened to or be taken seriously, because maybe nobody was there to reflect that back to you, how beautiful that was, what was in your heart. It may be something you have done or expressed or secretly longed for, but never felt safe enough to speak out loud, even to yourself. It can be something very, very simple that you may think, oh, that isn't, that's nothing. But don't dismiss it. Don't dismiss whatever is really, really important to you. Whether it was something that you knew when you were a little child, or something that happened that and you realized later in life. Just allow it. Allow it to come up. Maybe it's just a little seed at this point. And you can imagine your heart like a womb where something can develop and grow from and eventually be born into this world. What little seed, or what big seed, is in the womb of your heart? What is it that wants to be born out of the womb of stillness, out of the womb of your own presence? What is the longing that wants to take shape? And when the pregnancy of longing comes to full term, what will be born into manifestation? Just notice. Whatever little tiny seed, maybe without a form or shape, or maybe there is a shape that is becoming obvious. Just like when you see the beginning stages of an embryo, you may not quite know what it's going to look like, but that doesn't matter. We're just going to allow it to grow. When it's just in the beginning stages of an embryo, it may look very tiny and even insignificant, and it may be easy to dismiss it. But when you just feel that little seed or big seed, and allow it. It will grow. Everything starts out small. So if there's just a tiny little seed of longing, that's beautiful. That's how everything starts. And we want to make sure that we allow it with our loving attention to grow. Let it be nourished. However little feeling of longing, however big the shape is already taking in you, just feed it, nourish it with your loving attention of allowing. And it's up to you to let it grow. It's been waiting there for a long, long time. It's been waiting for your loving attention. It's been waiting for you to feel and acknowledge what your heart longs for. So you can be an open portal for it to take birth through. Now, in the past, you may have had reasons why you should or shouldn't or couldn't give birth to it. But today, we're going to put those reasons aside. They're part of the old paradigm, the old energies. We can just allow them and then go back and start listening as our heart starts opening up. You may notice a feeling or an experience, maybe a longing sensation in the area of your chest or your belly. Wherever you feel something moving or stirring, it could be a warmth, a good feeling, that's the area. That's where the little seed is now. That area knows. So just bring your attention right there inside your body. It knows what you came here for. It knows what you came here to experience and to express. It's not just an elusive hope that is not based in reality. The longing here inside your body, inside your heart, is your deepest, most trustworthy compass. It always points to your true north. And it is always correct. You can trust it. And you can trust it because this longing is for itself. It's longing for its own qualities, its own nature, its own natural wisdom that's residing in everybody's heart, including yours. And you can trust this, even though you may not know what it is yet. So just be open and let it show you. Just relax. and just do your best. This is not a test. It's just an opportunity to see and feel what is already here, right inside of you. It's just an opportunity to open up and learn and feel what it is. You can start asking yourself these questions. If you lived in the world that is perfect, what would it look like? What is really important about it to you? Is there a specific area in the world? It could be a physical area, it could be some emotional, spiritual, something that you are moved to improve or add to or share your wisdom to. Just notice, if you created your world exactly the way you wanted it, what would you be doing? What are your deepest values? And what inspires you most deeply? Maybe there's a person, a teacher, somebody in your life that you feel really inspired by. Just notice, what are the qualities? Feel how that resonates in you. Feel where in your body that resonates. Does it evoke a longing to do things differently, to express yourself in a new way? Just notice what is most important to you in your life. It could be many things, it could be one thing, it doesn't matter. Just listen. What have you always known about yourself? And just notice if any of these qualities are part of what you long for. It could be to love yourself more. Maybe to be in more integrity with yourself or others. Maybe it is to give more or to love more. Or to experience more peace, connection, joy, stillness, community, healthy living. Just really listen to the voice inside of your heart. And let yourself be informed by the language of your heart that shows up through your feelings, longings, memories, visions, deep yearning. That's your heart speaking. And it's right there in the middle of you. And it's okay now to start listening to your heart. It's okay now to trust yourself again. I know it may not have been okay back then, but it's okay now. And don't worry about finding the right words or the right vision. Just listen to your feelings, what feels good and what feels right inside. What resonates with you? And then just be with it, just allow it. Let it unfold in your own presence and your own allowing. And feel what it is that is important about that for you and for your life, for the world. Is that really what you want? Trust that. Trust that. And if this is really what you want, you will feel it deep inside your being, deep inside your soul. You can trust that. This is the new way. This is what we're being asked to trust and be guided by. This is the new energy and the new language that many, many people are beginning to live by. So whatever it is for you, this moment, however small or insignificant it may seem, or however huge and big and overwhelming it may look like, for now, just allow it and feel it. Just allow it to come up to the surface, to your conscious awareness. Maybe even for the first time ever. Or maybe more now than ever. Just allow it. open up your consciousness. It's like opening up a door for it to enter into this manifestation. What little or big seedling is waiting to be fertilized with your loving attention? Many times when we get in touch with our heart's desires and feel how we have been suppressing them, it's not uncommon that there might be emotions, sometimes strong emotions, tears that come up. Please allow them. Be very loving to them. Let your heart be opened up through these tears if they are here. If you allow these emotions, if there are any, it will help you open up for your heart's vision to come through by allowing it. All the years of suppression and hiding, all those years need to be freed up. So just allow. And you can always come back and listen to this meditation again to give yourself deeper access. But just let yourself access your heart and its longing as often as you're moved to. You cannot do it too often because it's learning the new way to access what you want when you're not living from shoulds. This is where you go to find out. This is the place that has always been there, but it has been covered with shoulds, so it was hard to really listen and pay attention to it. And now that you are in touch with your heart and you are aware of your should barrier and you have the beautiful, powerful tool of feeling loved, you are so much better equipped than most people. So let's all take a breath together and just slowly prepare to transition back into the room wherever you are right now. And just allow your heart to stay open and your ear to stay open to listening to whatever wisdom and expression your heart has to offer. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. And really make a note inside about what came up for you, what felt important and alive for you. No matter what your mind says, no matter what your mind says, because your mind does not know. Your heart knows. So in a moment, I want to take questions from you. So if you're on the webcast, you can write a question and send it in. And if you're on the phone and have a question or sharing, you can press star 2. And in the meantime, I will just go over our homework for next week. Please keep reading the Liberation Proclamation. And for this week, especially pay attention to the last sentence that says, I commit to do whatever it takes to take the charge out of the should and recharge my heart. And from now on till the end of your life, feel loved as a daily practice. You can start humming love. It's an energy, it's a frequency. Let yourself feel loved every day. And then based on the meditation and the talk we had today, I want to invite you to write a little story. It may seem like a fantasy. It doesn't really matter what you call it. What matters is that whatever came up for you in this meditation and this talk today, I want you to write about it. I want you to write about what your life looks like when you let your heart lead and when you let yourself be guided by your heart. And please get details, get as many details as you can, and write it in present tense, as if it is already so. Makes it much more alive, it makes you feel it in your body, and it allows it to come forth. You actually open up an energetic doorway or frequency for it to happen in your life. So write it as if it is already so. And please be bold. Be weird. You know what weird means. Let yourself be weird. Write the fantasy of you and see what happens. So just keep feeling your desire as an energy in your body and be grateful that the divine has given you this in your heart, and know that this is a preview of upcoming attractions. This is what is in store for you. This is your destiny. So my friends, I think that is all I have to share with you today. And let me see if anybody has their hand up. Okay, I don't see anybody's hands up. You might just be humming in your own little fantasy, which is beautiful, of course. So unless anybody raises their hand by pressing star 2, I would like to complete the call for today. Let me just see if there's any questions and answers here. No. Okay, guys. Well, then, thank you so much for being with me today and being with each other. And I will post on Facebook again. Everything is working again fine. And I look forward to our next week together. Wishing you all a beautiful day and a beautiful week, and keep up the beautiful work. All right, my friends, much, much love. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.